السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Huzur says, these days in the West or in the Western countries, there is a strong wave of opposition against Islam. Some speak openly and others they show as though they are helpers of Islam, but they also point out the shortcomings in the teachings of Islam or that it cannot be applied in the modern times. There is also a section of these opponents who object against Islam's teaching because they are against religion anyway. Rather, they deny the existence of God and they believe that it is the concept of the existence of God which has created so much trouble in the world. As I had mentioned in one of my in great numbers before Christmas, in that book also they have tried to negate the belief in the existence of Allah. Similarly, in Germany, here also they are talking absurd things against Islam and the existence of God. When the Pope had visited Germany, in his address he had also joked about the concept of God in Islam and said things which one is amazed that a man of his stature who claims to establish peace and to spread love can talk in such terms. However, the talk he gave in the name of so-called freedom, or on various times about Islam and about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned some objectionable and hurtful things. This freedom has spread so much, the so-called freedom, that those who have some link with the religion and to whatever concept they have of God, that is, according to the Christian view, that this freedom has also has enveloped the concept of Jesus, Christianity, and concept of God, and they had shown such a drama here, had played such a drama here, which no one who is moved away from religion has objected to it, rather said it is presentable, and not only has permitted it to be shown, but has also liked it, that some religious leaders of Islam has also allowed it to be shown. So, in any case, there is a section among them who have some connection with Christianity, and some of their priests, when our members contacted them and talked to them, they said it is permissible, that we should object to it, and they said this action is playing with the feelings of Muslims and is hurting the feelings of others, and has declared it to be an attack on God and on the prophets. It is a fact that in the name of freedom, by playing with the feelings of others, they say that if you will object to it, you are raising the voice against the freedom of the West. And when you raise objection against the freedom of West, then they have no right to live in our society. And then you should go back to your own country or your own lands. For themselves, they have deep feelings, and they have a principle for them that they can do what they like, and whichever way we want to lead our life, we can. Whichever we like, whatever we like, we can call, and whether we wear dresses according to our liking or not a dress, but if a Muslim woman were to put a scarf on her head, they object to it. So they raise these various objections on various times against Islam, which is a step making the young Muslims go away from religion and against Islam. The fact is that the world in which West is in the forefront is moving away from religion and want to move away from religion. because whatever religion they have, it is not permitting them to live their life. By holding a man as God and involving themselves in idolatry had to come this far, which we observe today. But those who call themselves Muslim, with the materialism or the fear of the materialist, and consciously or subconsciously they are involved in minor idolatry and are moving towards this destination, which is a destination which will take them away from religion and away from God. The same type of people were in the past who denied prophets, ridiculed them, and committed sinful acts, and as a result of which they suffered divine punishment. God had sent prophets so that believing in them, people can be guided to the right path and can be saved from the punishment of God in this world as well as in the hereafter. But a large majority of those who deny them had suffered Allah's punishment. Allah has preserved and conveyed to us the history of some of them and has mentioned the evil acts which these people were performing. So today you can see what evil there is which Allah has mentioned in the Holy Quran and you do not find among these people, which was committed by the past people. Despite the prophets explaining the matters to them, as I just said, they did not stop from those evil acts apart from a few people. They were advanced in indecency, in moral lapses. They were deceiving in their trades and businesses. Although these people do not deceive on smaller level, but they do at a larger level. If they don't do with their own people, they do it with the other people. So everything is being committed here. In lies, people had reached to their limit, which we also see today. They had advanced in idolatry and we observe it today as well. In short, in different people, there were various evils in which they had advanced to its extreme limit, and they did not stop from them even after explaining by the Prophet. So the Allah who had created human being for a particular purpose, if you will not fulfill it, you will suffer his punishment. This was the logical conclusion of those things, and it continued to be to show the result, and in future it will result into the same ruin, and we see it today. Otherwise, the previous people had the right to say to God that we were punished as a result of these evil acts, but those who came after us, they were saved and they were not punished. Since Allah is a master, some people are punished in this world, some will be punished in the hereafter. But according to the practice of Allah, then such people definitely suffer divine punishment. So these days they say God is unjust. It is not God who is unjust, who through prophets he compels them to some people that they oppress each other, but these people are of this nature that because of their oppressions and injustice they suffer punishment. If man has the right according to the law which they make, which can be overridden by the majority vote and can be changed, they believe that the man who does not follow that law should be punished. They say we are very kind to mankind, and whatever law there is in the Muslim countries, we do not kill anyone or give them capital punishment, because man cannot take life of man. The one who kills another one, we must not punish, but the one who has been murdered, even if their family suffers all their life, they have set this highest punishment of life imprisonment. What I was saying was that when these people have the right that they should punish the criminal, to punish less or more, but they do punish them. So the one who is the ultimate absolute master, why should he have not the right that those who break his law, God should punish him? But these people who mock at religion, they have no logical reason against this, that whether Allah has the right or not had the right. So some people do not know, but large number of people present religion in a crooked way. They show the wrong face of religion, which has been made by man and not depending on the revealed commands of Allah, and by presenting this wrong concept, they think this is the teaching which the prophets have brought, and this is the teaching which their God revealed to them. And then they say, therefore, it is proved that the prophets were also creating unrest and injustice, and God is also of the same kind. Here I was talking that the book that they have ridiculed the prophets and disgraced the prophet, they had said that a king's ship was in a storm, and he said to God of the ocean that if I reach the dry land, whosoever he will see first time, he will present his sacrifice. So the first person he saw was his own son. Then he changed his mind. So I understand this story was repeated 3 years ago, and that the God was displeased and the people had faced destruction. And then the king present his own sacrifice, then the punishment is put off. And because they had to ridicule the religion and had to make the Muslims the target of their ridicule, therefore now changing that story, they said that they have painted a wrong picture of Jesus and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have committed a most unjust act, and after this injustice they have changed the story that the king who had decided not to give the sacrifice, they say now that he was right, and the man's logic would have overcome this thought and of God, and now they have presented the God's picture of the displeasure, and this drama has been played here, and they want to show it again in the next few days. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These people do not imagine how great are the powers of God. God has a great sense of honor for himself and for his prophets. These people are disgracing the prophet, and has also disgraced God and profaned God and profaned the prophet. About the prophet, Allah had said, if I was not to create you, I would not have created heaven and earth. So because of the Rabb attribute and Rahman attribute of God, they have been blessed with the material blessings. They are raising objection against the same God. The branch on which they are sitting, they are cutting the same branch. So if someone were to tell them that the unjust and oppressive are you, the worldly people who are blind of intellect. I have learnt that those ministers and other people who are airing it more, they had once had decided to take away, not to publish this section about the prophets. But these ministers and other dignitaries said, you must show it, we will back you. I have learnt about them that their own state is that they are immersed in the highest of evil, and they have crossed all limits of indecency. They had to say that you should spread these evils, these ills, so that their ills are covered. There is another strange thing in this book, that in this drama, that Hazrat Moses has not been portrayed here. We don't say that he must have been portrayed, because we respect all the prophets and are raised by God. However, we know their evil intentions. Some people think, even in the newspapers, that the Jews will be hurt. But not the matter does not rest here. In my view, it is more than that. It is a deep conspiracy against Islam. May Allah protect Islam and Ahmadiyyat against all conspiracies of the enemies. Today, to reply to these people and to try to save the world from the punishment of God is the duty of every Ahmadi. You should tell them that, and every Ahmadi should tell them, and every other people than Ahmadis, that every Ahmadi should also protect every Muslim who call themselves Muslim, that why are you throwing yourself in the pit of fire by backing these people and backing these Christians, and tell the Christians and the other followers of religions that coming of the religion is for the welfare of mankind. Allah sends the prophets to take the people out of oppressions, not for committing oppressions. Come and we tell you that God, who is God of Islam, who by showing the manifestations of a Rabb attribute, despite your unjust actions, Allah has blessed you with these material blessings. You should come to God and repent of your sins and take this view out of your mind that God can also commit injustice. Allah raises prophets for your good, so that they can purify you from all sinful acts, as He asked the prophets to the prophets that لَعَلَّكَ بَاخْشٍ نَفْسَكَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ, that would you make yourself suffer because they do not believe. These prophets wish, if they wish anything, is this, that they should follow the commands of Allah, that people should understand the purpose of their creation, so that going close to God, that they can not only get the material blessings but also spiritual blessings. They lose their sleep overnight for the welfare and the pain of the concern for the people, that they should win Allah's pleasure. So this is the teachings of Islam, which gives you salvation for you and pleasure of Allah for you. So if any ocean or water or god of air, it is a concept created by man himself. God of Islam is one and only God. He is a possessor of all powers, who knows the unseen and the seen. This God, which is God of Islam, with His pure teaching, which He has revealed in the Holy Quran, He has told us through that teaching that when such people who are rebellious are involved in the storms in the ocean, then they remember me and they promise that if we are saved, we have reached dry land, we will serve you. But when they reach dry land, they forget that God. So Allah shows mercy to His servants, and because of His compassion, He sends these prophets, so that they can take the servants out of the clutches of the Satan, and they declare that we do not need any reward for it. For us, Allah has declared. As it says in the Arabic verse, that my reward is with the existence who has created me. Don't you use your reasons? And this message is also the duty of every Ahmadi, to take it to every member, every citizen here, that all those people who have forgotten God and moved away from God, by showing compassion, Allah has sent you in the representation of His final and last prophet. He had raised His servant prophet. So rather than to objecting against Islam and the founder of Islam and having misconceptions about God, or declaring this Rahman God as an oppressor God, you should come in the protection of this God, who is more compassionate than the mothers are compassionate to their children. So to save His servant from the fire, He comes running to save him, with the condition that His servant should also try to walk fast towards Him. You should listen to us, that with what love and kindness He had told the people. Promised Messiah says, the task for which Allah has raised me is this, that whatever fissure had developed between God and His servants, His creation, it should be removed, and He should re-establish the sincerity and love between them, and by showing the truth, I should end the wars for religion and establish peace. And those religious verities which have vanished from the eyes of the man, he should re-establish, and the spirituality which is subdued, I can show its example. So today, Hazrat promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has given us untold treasures of the knowledge, and the deep divine knowledge has charged us for this task. Every Ahmadi who has taken pledge with the promised Messiah, it is his duty to honor this pledge, and with this feelings of a passion of kindness for humanity, that whatever, as we have been commanded, that whatever you like for yourself, you should prefer for your brother. We should convey this message which promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has charged us with. We should convey to every citizen of these people. As promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, and we do witness his practical example, that because of this separation from God, because of this mistrust which the so-called religious leader have created between his servant and God, and there is a distance between God and his creation and men. And it is the duty of every Ahmadi to get up and by presenting the true picture of Islam and of Ahmadiyyat, they should bring them back from their wayward stand. And in the majority of the, in the heart of the majority, they should create love for Allah and for the Khatmul Anbiya and for the holy men of God. And he should also create love as well as the sincere feelings in their heart, so that the whole humanity, rather than involving in wars, they should establishing on truth and do duty to each other. And the spirituality should advance. If this will be done, then surely those who object to God, and they will become those who will bow to God and prostrate to Him. You should not be despairing with the act of few people. Inshallah, the Ahmadiyyat will spread in these, among these people. And as we see that many of the German Ahmadis are feeling ashamed for this oppressive stand of their people, inshallah, in future, hundreds and thousands and millions of Ahmadis will be ashamed for their wrong concept of God. The German is a practical nation, and inshallah, if today's Ahmadis will do their duty fully of preaching, then the people of these nations can create a great revolutionary change. Hazrat Musleh Maud, the second caliph, may Allah be pleased with him, has said once that the character of German nation is very high, and they have had rebuilt their city so quickly that with this living spirit, the German nation will accept Islam, which gives the teachings of raising one's moral standards. Therefore, it is our duty just to convey the message, and there is much room in our effort. The literature that you have, I have estimated that have been printed distributed among few thousand, and then you sat quietly. Rather than publish them again, and there is also a large stock of that literature which has not been distributed yet. And you should get published literature according to the situation today, and these questions which are raised is not of today. These questions have been raised all the time, and the answers have already been given. All you need is to convey them to people. This literature should be with every Ahmadi. Every Ahmadi man, woman, old and young. According to the situation, as well as the general preaching literature, every Ahmadi should try to convey to every German. And today the internet is also being used for this. You should ponder over it, how you have to use it and how you can benefit. And the internet is being used wrongly. Why shouldn't you use right way? From time to time, you should go to every member of parliament, every newspaper, every leader, and every educated man. You should convey the true introduction of Ahmadiyyat and Islam. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has published an announcement in his time that I will convey to wherever there is a post facilities. And then Promised Messiah said that you should stand up for the publication and publishing of Holy Quran. And Promised Messiah then said for all the Western countries, there are such a heart which are waiting for you. And God has written and destined pleasure and joy in your suffering and their suffering. And would you do not hear the crying of these people? Do not their voices reach you? Are you like the sick? And is your laziness become like an inner disease, and you have forgotten the lessons of God and the kindness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have you forgotten the morals of the believers? O people, you have to come out and stand up and set out to free the imprisoners. And you should recognize the weapons of your time. Promised Messiah says, our time is wants the logical reasoning and such weapons. And you should be victorious by removing their misgivings. And all these new inventions have come into action to help you. So you should always remember Allah, Promised Messiah's message. And I tell the Germans that Allah has given you opportunity to join Ahmadiyyat. Then more than in the past, with these great feeling and passion of kindness, you should convey the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat to your fellow countrymen, so that by recognizing God, they can rectify their worldly life. And Promised Messiah says, if the people of America and Europe does not turn to our faith, they are compelled. As long as we will not present to them logical reasoning, they have the right to deny them. So, as I had said before, that you should follow, adopt every means of literature and publication. Just to publish few thousand literature and think it will be enough for millions of people, it is not right. Of course, our means are limited, but whatever means we have, you should use it correctly. You pay attention to one thing and forget the other. So not only on the central position, but in every region, in every city, in every place where Ahmadis live or they do not live, you have to have an introductory leaflet that should be conveyed everywhere. As I said, that when you should also use the electronic means, the address of the Pope, we had prepared a short reply, and you should publish a detailed answer and Germany Jamaat, we had presented, provided them the material for it from the center and from various places. This has been prepared in the central organization, but it should have been prepared by now. But I think it is in the final stages. Once it's printed, you should it should be conveyed to the Pope and every educated man here, so that they know who, what is the God of God, and what is the station of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what is his great example. That people who they are alleging that they are of a terrorist leader, he is personified mercy. He had been given the title of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for all the people, who is having the standard of love and of kindness for people. And people have also praised him, even the opponent have praised him, his character. Therefore, as there is the responsibility of the central people, is the responsibility of the center, but every man has to convey it to the, in the hand of everybody in the field, every young man and old man, and you should sincerely be engaged in service of Islam. And the result is in the hand of God, but whatever means Allah has shown you, you will have to adopt. Otherwise, you cannot attribute, otherwise you'll be attributing your mistakes and your laziness to God. To do preaching and to convey the message, Allah has said this principle, that you should do good deeds and you should be obedient. You should honor the administration of the Jamaat and have the sense of obedience, only then you can convey the message of Allah. And if you will then send the message, it will be effective, because it will be blessed by God. Allah does like the action of those people who possess such quality. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who can be better in speech, who calls people to God and does good works and says that I am one of the obedient ones? So therefore, first of all, you should mold your own condition to this teaching which you are preaching. You should pay attention to the worship of God. Then there will be good results, because no calling into Allah, no preaching, no effort can be successful as long as there is no blessing of God. And to receive the grace of God, you will have to sincerely bow to Him, and all those rites which are connected with God, you must do them and do your duty to God, and you have to act upon all the commandments which Allah has conveyed. You will have to set right all your affairs with God. It is necessary to do your duty to your fellow human beings. You will have to do your duty to the close relations and to your neighbors. And you will have to do your duty to your society, wherever now, where there is any Ahmadi, whosoever wants, if he needs help, you have to help him. If your own actions are this, that is the one who is preaching, the one who is conveying the message, that his parents are displeased with him, their wife and children are fearful of him, and the Ahmadi ladies, because of their fashion, are troubling their husbands, and their neighbors seek protection from them, and if they are angered, they create a disturbance and unrest in their surroundings. This is not good works. These are not good works. You will have to set right your examples, own examples. if you will display high morals, Allah will inshallah bless it. Because those who do their duty to God and set good examples and are perfectly obedient, then because of this they will also deserve Allah's graces. You must remember that Allah had promised, Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that I will make you prevail. This victory will be in Europe as well as in Africa, in Asia, and will be in America also, inshallah. And those who are living in the islands, they will not be deprived of this blessing. But it is your duty that by becoming exclusively of God and by with perfect submission and by doing good works, you should continue to convey this message so that you can receive those blessings which Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam are destined by God with those who are who link with the community of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says about conveying the message in Europe and America, and promised Messiah says, I hope that after a little time that many among them will, Allah's help will push them and bring them into the protection of this great faith. And with this they will, with which man is given the perfect fear and perfect obedience and certitude. This is not of my own opinion, but Allah has informed me with His holy revelation. And this work will inshallah be achieved. Allah will inshallah bring all the good natures in the lap of Islam. And these oppositions and these mocking and the opportunities which arise and situation that arise, this is to remind us of our duty. That the final decision has been done by the destiny of God. But the laziness and sluggishness that you have created in you, by removing them to deserve Allah's blessings, by becoming those who are best of speech, you should send the message of salvation of Islam to every young and old, because this is the greatest service of Islam. This is the greatest service of mankind. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.